habit is an internalized principle, particularly if it's a habit of effectiveness, you've got a natural law we sometimes call a principle that makes sense. For instance, in business, a principle would be to value the customer and to adapt your whole approach in business to the customer. That's a principle. If I've internalized that principle to where I know how to do that, and I want to do it, and I know what to do, that's a habit. So the habit is the overlapping of knowledge, skill, and attitude. Knowledge is what to do. Skill is how to do. Attitude is why to do. Or you could say, want to do. See, I may know how to treat the customer with value to build that relationship. I may know what I should do, but not want to, because I may not feel like I'm treated that way. So it won't be a habit. In another case, I may know what to do to build my relationship with this teenager who's going through this terrific identity crisis and feels alienated from his parents, from the family. I may want to do it, know what to do, but not know how to do it. I don't have the skill. So if I lack the skill, it's not a habit. I might even have certain skill and knowledge, but not want to. A habit is the overlapping of what to do or knowledge, how to do or skill, and why to do, want to do or attitude. Where they overlap, you'll see a habit. Horace Mann, the great educator, once said, habits are like a cable. We weave a strand of it every day, and soon it cannot be broken. I don't personally buy the last expression. I know that they can be broken because habits can be learned and unlearned, and new habits can be learned. We'll go into that when we discuss habit number one. However, the first part of Horace Mann's statement is so true. People gradually develop a way of thinking, a paradigm, if you will, and also a kind of lifestyle that they are reinforced by in various ways. They have certain kinds of satisfactions, even psychological satisfactions, even though they realize the habit is not a fruitful habit. Nevertheless, it's deep inside them and it has its play upon their life. So to overcome a habit involves a process and a tremendous commitment. It's almost like the Apollo moon trips put on by NASA many years ago. They had to literally break out of the tremendous gravity pull of the Earth and also the atmosphere surrounding the Earth. And most of the energy that was spent on those fantastic scientific adventures was spent in the first few seconds, even though those moon rockets went over 500,000 miles to the moon and back. But once they were out of the pull of gravity of the Earth, like habits are, gravity, pull us, and out of the atmosphere, the environment that our heads have helped create, they had an amazing level of freedom. In fact, one of the astronauts was interviewed and was asked the question, what was it like for the lunar module and the command module to separate and for the lunar module to go down to the moon? And he answered through breathing. And the reporter pressed him, what do you mean? He said, it is like the breath of a baby. The amount of freedom that he had, see, because he was not held down by gravity or by atmosphere. But the breaking of the habit, the breaking out of the Earth and pulling away from that gravity and that atmosphere requires a level of commitment a sitting down, a counting of the cost to pay the price. But once it's done, you and I can experience the exhilarating kind of freedom that that little NASA metaphor bespeaks.